It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Thursday, March 12th. I'm Patricia Naft. The Paonia Board of Trustees held a meeting on Tuesday, bringing the hearing of Town Clerk Barbara Peterson to a close. Peterson was let go for financial reasons, but a state statute requires a formal hearing and charges be brought against her. Last week, they held a hearing with the town manager and Peterson both represented by attorneys, and the town council acted as the jury. This is councilmember and judge in the quasi-trial, Charles Stewart, outlining the main charges against Peterson.
Ms. Peterson claims that the town agreed to pay for her tuition, books, food, cigarettes, power drinks, gas, parking, highway tolls, rent, tires, and taxes. However, Ms. Peterson admits that there was no written agreement between her and the town. Ms. Peterson claims that the agreement with the town was approved at a meeting of the Board of Trustees. However, no minutes were produced by Ms. Peterson showing that the alleged agreement was approved by the Board of Trustees.
After further summary of last week's hearing, the council, which doesn't include the mayor, held a majority vote. Amber Kleinman abstained because she was not at last week's hearing, and Eric Gould was the lone dissenting vote.
Pursuant to CRS 314307, the town has determined that there is good and just cause to remove Ms. Peterson as town clerk. Ms. Peterson is hereby removed as town clerk effectively immediately.
Peterson is officially no longer the town clerk. She has notified the town of her intent to sue. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is asking for your input. They will be having a series of meetings across the state to hear from people about where they want the organization to go. This is Joe Lewandowski with CPW.
Parks and Wildlife has embarked on a strategic long-term planning process. And to do that, we need to touch base with residents throughout Colorado and ask them what their thoughts are on the agency in general, parks, facilities, wildlife resources, and what they want to see in the future. You know, do they want more state parks? Do they want more hiking trails? Do they want, you know, more swim beaches? Those sort of things.
He says that as far as he knows, this is the first time CPW is doing something like this. Public meetings will be held all over the state, but here on the Western Slope, a meeting will be held at Holiday Inn in Montrose this Saturday. A bipartisan bill to help Colorado volunteer fire departments organize and get funding was signed into law yesterday. KBNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
Governor John Hickenlooper approved the Volunteer Fire Department Organization Act along with 20 other bills. The act helps not-for-profit, non-governmental volunteer fire departments gain official recognition and makes them eligible to receive state grants. State officials estimate there are up to 60 volunteer fire departments across Colorado that this bill could assist. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner, Republican Representative Perry Buck, and Republican Senator Ellen Roberts sponsored the measure. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
A bill to expand a teen pregnancy prevention program for low-income youth failed in the state Senate Finance Committee Tuesday. Republicans defeated the measure sponsored by one of their own. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
House Bill 1079 was aimed at teens on Medicaid and is currently operating in Mesa, Montrose, and Delta counties. The program provides counseling for youth on positive life choices and safe sex. Republican Senator Ellen Roberts of Durango wants to offer it statewide.
There's not only discussion of how to avoid becoming pregnant or staying in school, but things like personal responsibility, boundary setting.
One Republican lawmaker who voted no says he wants to examine all of the state's teen pregnancy prevention programs before expanding anything. According to a nonpartisan fiscal analysis, the bill would have saved the state about $600,000 in the second year because of a reduction in government services. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
And finally, U.S. Representative Scott Tipton stopped in Delta yesterday as part of his tour of the Western Slope. At a meeting with the Delta County Commissioners, Tipton discussed economic issues, broadband, rural health care, energy, and tax reform. He also gave a congressional update.
You are sponsoring the Planning for American Energy Act of 2015. What would this bill do, and how would it affect Colorado?
You know, here on the West Slope of Colorado, approximately 70% of our land is either federal, state, or tribal lands. And we love this area and want to be able to make sure that things are done responsibly. What this bill would do is require the Secretary of Interior working with the Secretary of Agriculture to develop an all-of-the-above plan, and it is enumerated in the bill. Wind, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric, oil, gas, oil shale, coal, minerals, to make sure that we're responsibly developing these resources to be able to put our people back to work. The bill does not tell you where these resources will be developed. That's going to be up to the secretaries. We eliminate no environmental requirements. They will all be preserved. We can do it in a good, sensible way, but it's going to be able to create jobs, to be able to make sure that we have sustainable and affordable energy prices in our district, to be able to put our people back to work, and to play a role in making sure that America is in control of its own energy future and we aren't having to rely on other countries for our energy needs.
A debate that's been going on in Colorado is about how oil and gas development can be done safely in areas that people live and recreate. What are your thoughts on this topic, and what are you proposing that could protect people's homes and livelihoods if an oil and gas accident did happen?
You know, we have a lot of rules and regulations. In fact, Colorado is held up as a model for the rest of the nation in regards to oil and gas regulatory policy. We, again, want to make sure that it is done in an environmentally safe way, safe for our folks. I've visited with people that work on the rigs. They live here, they work here, raise their families here, and want to be able to make sure that it is done safely as well. So let's have good, sensible policies.
You are sponsoring the Healthy Forest Management and Wildfire Prevention Act. How would this bill affect Colorado?
You know, this brings power back to our state. It empowers our governor, our local county commissioners, our tribal entities to be able to go in and identify areas of imminent threat. From an environmental standpoint, one of the big threats we have with the abundance of public land is wildfire. The ash that goes into the river, if you care about endangered species, ruining habitat, not for a year, but for decades to follow. This would allow us to be able to go in and treat those forests and direct the Forest Service in terms of those areas of imminent threat.
Colorado Senator Cory Gardner recently announced his support for industrial hemp. How do you feel about the industry and this issue?
Yeah, I think the industrial hemp, completely different chemical composition than we have in marijuana. If this is an opportunity to be able to grow jobs, it's low water use, and to be able to help our agricultural community, I think that that's a positive.
That was KBNF's Laura Pomisano speaking to Congressman Scott Tipton. He represents Colorado's 3rd Congressional District, which covers most of the western part of the state. Tipton is scheduled to meet with the Ouray County Commissioners in Ridgeway tomorrow. You can visit our website, kvnf.org, for an extended interview. Stay tuned for The Sweet Sound with Joanna. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.